You're back with Total Information AM. Good morning, I'm Megan Lynch. The 1944 World Series was all about St. Louis. You can look back on the contest between the Browns and the Cardinals tomorrow at the Missouri History Museum. In studio, award-winning baseball historian Ed Wheatley. He will be leading a discussion tomorrow. And thank you so much for coming in studio this morning.
Glad to always be here.
Enjoy. So I'm curious, when we look at teams from the same town that have faced each other in a World Series, this hasn't happened too many times, has it?
No, it really hasn't happened. The first two times were in 1921 and 22. The Yankees had not yet completed the building of Yankee Stadium, but they played the Giants in the Polo Grounds in those two World Series. And then this was the third one. Now, you know, when we had the COVID World Series where nobody attended, but they all played in Houston, some people like to add that, but it was really, these are the two cities' teams. And, you know, this is the 80th anniversary of what I call the pinnacle of baseball in St. Louis. You know, the world was singing because of the Judy Garland film come out that year. It was the 40th anniversary of the World's Fair. They were all singing Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis. But it was really, for baseball fanatics, it was Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis. Meet me at, not the fair, but at Sportsman's Park.
That's right, Sportsman's Park, because was the Cardinals were...
They were the tenants of the Browns. Okay. Yeah, the Browns owned Sportsman's Park. And you know, it was a wartime effort putting it together. You know, there was rationing, and, you know, tickets could only be sold 100 miles away, just to limit travel, gas usage, and things. Like, there's a whole long, you know, list of things. But it was really, I mean, if you look at it, this is the showcase of baseball for any city. That your two teams, we did have an American League and a National League team, and they both competed in the World Series. And it's a very special time. You know, the Cardinals had been in the World Series the previous 2 years in 42 and 43. This was their third trip. This was the Browns' first one and only trip. They were close in 22, almost made it, last day of the season. But this year, they won the game on the last day of the season. So, It's a very special time for us. It's a big baseball town. We're the best baseball town in America. Come and remember all these things. Who were the heroes? It's free. And like I say, we'll have about 100-plus items of memorabilia from the series that people can walk through at their leisure before or after the talk.
So that's from about roughly 10 to 1.
Yeah, the talk is at 11. So we're going to open up the gallery room right next door, the AT&T room right next door to the auditorium, and we'll have all the memorabilia there. We'll talk from 11 to 12, answer questions and all the thing. Great presentation. And then we will keep it open from 12 to 1.
Let's go back to some of the things you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Take us back to 1944. You were talking about, you know, the war specifically, yeah, and some of the restrictions there. How much would a ticket have been then?
Well, the tickets were, you know, you look at what they are. They were $1.25 for a bleacher ticket and $7.50 for a box seat ticket. But, you know, when you mentioned war, you got to remember when the season started in April 1944, we had not landed at D-Day. I mean, there was still doubts with the United States and the Allies going to win this war. I mean, they had been fighting, you know, in Europe since really 1936, 38. It got real big with England. You know, we entered the war in 41, 42. We really kicked it off in early 42 after Pearl Harbor in December. But it was not the biggest happy times. We had just gotten out of the Depression, and then the war hits. So the rationing and all the doubt of the Depression, here comes the war. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, in January 42, shortly after Pearl Harbor, said, I want baseball. We're going to have to take and work long, hard hours to win this war, and I want you to come home at night and relax with your family, listen to baseball. There will be night baseball. He pushed it so that the people could relax. And it was... You know, it became America's game, and everybody loved it. And, you know, St. Louis, with this fantastic studio here, broadcast, you know, north, south, east, west, from coast to coast, and people loved the Cardinals. And, you know, not so much the Browns because they weren't great, but, you know, with the Cardinals coming out of the Gas House Gang of the 30s, and as I said, they had the run of pennants in 42 and 43. Here they're in here for their third in a row, and it was a great series. But the thing of it was, as I was talking about how KMOX beaconed the voice of baseball across the country. The Browns were really the team the city was rooting for. Even Stan Musial said it was really weird feeling to be here and being rooted against in our own stadium, even though it was the Browns stadium who owned the team and the stadium.
Talk about the talent on those teams.
Oh, well, you know, two parts to it. If we start with the Cardinals, they had MVP in Mart Cooper. His brother Walker was his catcher, but Mart was the MVP of 1942. 1943, they had this young kid by the name of Stan. Stan was the rookie of the year MVP in 1943. In 1944, Marty Marion would be the National League Rookie of the Year, MVP. I keep getting the Rookie of the Years because they're so mixed. But the Browns were not this great team. But Bill DeWitt Sr., the father of the owner of the Cardinals, he put together what we call the best four Fs in the country. And 4Fs are people who aren't really familiar in the team. You have something that qualifies you not to be in service, you know, whether it's a physical ailment or some dire issue in your lifestyle. But he put together finding guys that were out of baseball. Hey, you got another year left. Or many of these ballplayers had to work. They weren't 4F, but you'd be working in a service job, you know, working in a torpedo tube plant or some type of factory. Well, okay, you're in Cleveland and you're off on the weekend. I want you to take a train and you'll pitch for us here or there. And he built this whole roster that way. And that was the Browns. Not a lot of big names, but they were the best in the American League. And, you know, you got to remember, too, the talent was somewhat diluted. So the Browns also get an asterisk. Because in the 1943 New York Yankees, who beat the Cardinals in the World Series that year, the eight starting men in the lineup were all off the team and in service. So, but, you know, there was still the game. Still, everybody had that same scenario. Cardinals, their management did a pretty good job of keeping their players out of the service. And, you know, Cardinals don't win it in 1945, but they win it in 1946. Everybody said, well, it happened in 1945. Stan went in the Navy. So there's things like that.
Now, I know we've got about a minute left here. I understand that you are integral in a documentary on St. Louis sports. And just like this story, looking at how sports really unify a community during tough times.
Yes, a unifier is what we're tentative to. Title point, but you know, we get a lot of bad press, bad perception of St. Louis. And we have, in the one book I wrote about, you know, we really are the best or one of the best sports towns in America. We have a history that nobody has. It's a lengthy history. All the firsts for African American, all the firsts for women, all these things. And this is not a story about winning, and it's not a fluff piece. It's about, you know, we were the bowling capital of the world. We were the wrestling capital world. Today, we're the chess capital world. We were the North American soccer capital. We were the hub of tennis in America. All these things, and there were, coming out of it, you know, all the firsts. We had the first female owner of a Major League Baseball team. We had the first female owner of an NFL team. She brought her team to St. Louis, got an NFL title, and it's not her name's not Georgia. We have the first female owner of a soccer league team. And it's all these things, and especially for, you know, Arthur Ashe could not play in his hometown of Richmond, Virginia, against whites or indoors in the winter. He came to St. Louis with his greatness to join in all the great tennis players here at the Armory. And it's just a fantastic story, but it's all these firsts and all this thing that people should really know about. And we can rally around. This is what holds us together because St. Louis, it's sports that brings us together.
Well, you can hear more from Ed. It is tomorrow, the 17th. His talk starts at 11 a.m., and you can see all the great memorabilia from the 1944 World Series from 10 to 1 at the Missouri History Museum. He'll be at the Lee Auditorium. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Glad to be back. Anytime.
All right. That is Ed Wheatley, author, award-winning author and historian, joining us on KMOX.